The Buck Sexton Show.
We know who Jihadi John is. At least that's the latest reporting that we can see today. This is just breaking. Jihadi John is Mohammed Emwazi. He was born in Kuwait, but he grew up in London. He was raised in a well-to-do family, and he went to the University of Westminster. And then he decided to travel to the Islamic State in 2012. Jihadi John, as I'm sure many of you know, is the individual who has appeared in these grisly beheading videos, including the beheadings of U.S. journalist Stephen Sotloff, British aid worker David Haines, British taxi driver Alan Henning, and American aid worker Peter Kasich. So we know who he is. And this is, of course, going to, or at least we believe we know who he is. We could be wrong, but my sense is that if this was leaked by the security services to the press, they have a pretty good sense that this is the guy. This then will get us into a discussion over why would someone like this do that? Forget about the beheadings for just a moment. Why would somebody from London, who grew up in London and who knows one of the premier liberal Western states, personally, one of the real most important countries to Western civilization, why would he decide to travel to Syria to fight alongside the Islamic State and then become among the grisliest? Although I have to point out that while he's the one wielding the knife, all of those who set up the camera and who are a part of this process are equally morally culpable for these beheadings. Those who hold the captives. The Germans, I believe, are actually now prosecuting a Auschwitz guard who's in his late 90s. So just being a guard there, just being involved in the beheading process makes you culpable and guilty in exactly what that act was. But we know who Jihadi John is, and now we'll have all these debates and discussions about why would someone like this go join the Islamic State? Because it's about jobs, right? Because they don't have jobs, or because they are in societies that are that allow them to be disaffected, or they feel separate from. No jobs in the UK. It's a pretty wealthy place. And he comes from a wealthy family. So yet again, we see here that the real model of the jihadi is not someone who comes from some impoverished, depressed, tyrannical place and who shows up. When we're talking about foreign fighters who travel, we're not talking about people that have lived lives of deprivation per se. No, we're talking about the elites. Globally speaking, they're elites. And in some cases, they're elites in any context. Bin Laden, others like him. So you have this Mohammed Emwazi character who is now among the most wanted men in the world. And we have to start talking about why would someone join. And now you have to get into the ideology, because clearly there's an ideological component here. And I was talking just yesterday on CNN. Why do people join the Islamic State? They join because they believe what the Islamic State says. They believe that this is the creation of a caliphate. There are many new converts to Islam who find themselves pulled in by the allure of recreating the glory of the 7th century in the Arabian Peninsula. That's what they think they're doing. A small army of true believers that will reign supreme over all those who stand in its way. A small army of dedicated servants of God, which is what they think they are, who can murder and rape and pillage and do as they wish in the name of God, because that's what they're supposed to do, as revealed to them in their revelation through the Quran and through the hadith of the life of Muhammad. The Prophet Muhammad, not Mohammed Emwazi. This is about people who are idealists for evil, revolutionaries for rape and pillage. That's all it is, my friends. We can try to come up with root causes. We can try to come up with, well, it's because of what the U.S. government did, or because of colonialism, or we can just accept that the Islamic State has believers.
Buck Sexton, The Blaze Radio Network.